let's go down to Champaign County, the home of the Fisher Bunnies. They're coached by Jake Palmer, getting a lot of attention. IHSA tweeting out earlier this season, does anyone in this nation have a better-looking football helmet than the Fisher Bunnies? The answer to that question, Jake Palmer, is what?
I think I put on Twitter, absolutely not.
All right, for our radio audience, though, you got to explain to our listeners, what does that helmet look like?
So it's actually our second year with a logo, but this year we went to a white helmet instead of a black helmet. And basically, if you can imagine, two eyes up above the face mask that are our bunny eyes of our logo, and then imagine kind of the Philadelphia Eagle wings going back. Those are the ears to our bunny, and the bunny is orange chrome, so it really pops on there. And then our pride stickers that we do for weekly, like wins and accomplishments on offense and defense, we actually reward those. They are chrome carrots that we put on there. So like the Ohio State Buckeyes, we use carrots, not Buckeyes.
So so if I get a quarter, if I'm playing for the Fisher Bunnies Friday night and I get a quarterback sack, Coach Jake Palmer will give me a carrot sticker. Is that right?
That's fair. Yeah. So we do them all as team awards, not as individual awards, and we have to win in order to get the carrot stickers. But our kids, they just love them, and we really just try to kind of embrace the fact that we're the Bunnies. So we really own it.
What type of attention do you get with that nickname, especially in the aftermath of the helmet getting tweeted out by the IHSA account?
A lot of people kind of give us a hard time that we're the Bunnies, and they kind of laugh at our logo. And our saying here in Fisher, and it was a saying long before I got here, and I'm sure it'll be a saying long after I leave, is it's better to be a Bunny than get beat by one. So that's kind of our mantra and our philosophy. And I think we played maybe Tri-Valley earlier this year. And one of the stat guys who does it, he's an older gentleman, and he said he heard somebody when he's walking out. He said, "You know what's worse than getting beat?" And his wife said, "What?" And the lady said, or the gentleman said, "Getting beat by a bunny." So that's our mantra, and again, we try to live by it. So we love being the Bunnies.
Do you know how the name originated or the story behind that?
Yeah, actually I do, and we have the plaque up in our cafeteria, and I probably won't do the story full justice, but basically a long time ago, before Fisher had their bunny mascot, there was a basketball team, a men's basketball team, that was playing in a tournament, and I think they ended up winning the tournament, but over the course of it, I think maybe in the second game of the tournament, one of the players started wearing a rabbit's foot on his belt loop for good luck. And they won that game, and so all the other players kind of joined in, and they started wearing a lucky rabbit's foot around their belt. And again, they ended up winning the tournament, and a local newspaper writer gave them the nickname. He called them the Bunny Boys for winning the tournament. And so the name stuck, and it's been with us ever since, so the Fisher Bunnies.
great story. And the other neat thing, when I was just basically perusing your schedule, because I'm big into the different mascots throughout the state and the IHSA history and the traditions, and I'm like, oh my goodness, am I reading this right? In week one of the 2018 IHSA high school football season, the beloved Fisher Bunnies get on the bus and they travel to Hoopston area and take on the Hoopston area Corn Jerkers. Is that right? The Corn Jerkers versus the Bunnies. You can talk about having the greatest helmet ever. That's probably the greatest battle of nicknames ever, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's got to be up there. Hoofston is very unique in their Corn Jerker, and if you've ever seen their logo is maybe even better than their name. I mean, it's just a really cool, unique mascot, and so it was an interesting thing to go over there week one. I think when you see those mascot lists for some different states and some interesting ones, I think Hoopston and Fisher always pop up. So it was pretty cool to go head-to-head with them in week one.
Yeah, no joking about the Bunnies. They were a playoff team last year. And as we talked to Coach Palmer here in the middle portion of the season, They're 4-1 and likely, hopefully, headed to the playoffs in 2018. And a little bit about the week conference that you play in. I'm, of course, joking here. 3 years ago, the state champs, Tri-Valley. 2 years ago, Deer Creek Mackinac. Last year, Gibson City Melvin Sibley. They all play in the pride of the heart of Illinois Conference. That's a pretty good football league, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we feel like it's one of the best 1 and 2A conferences in the state. And there's, you know, there's a lot of really good 1 and 2A conferences. But we feel like it's one of the better ones, you know, having the last 3 2A state champions and really feeling like Gibson's going to have another great chance to win 2A. They are an excellent football team. So, we, you know, it's a challenge every single week playing in this conference, but we really feel like, you know, coming out of the HOIC, if we can be a playoff team, we're going to be able to compete with anyone who we play in the postseason, which is what it's all about, is, you know, your regular season's trying to get you ready for the postseason. So we feel very fortunate to play in such a good conference with great coaches and great players, and, you know, just try to be the best that we can be and get us ready for hopefully playing late into November.
All right. Again, it's better to be a bunny, right, than
That's
get
correct.
Beat. By a bunny, and all I want for Christmas is a Fisher Bunny sweatshirt. Very enjoyable talking to the head coach of the Fisher Bunnies, Jake Palmer. Good luck rest of the 2018 season.
All right, Jim, thanks for having me on.